in control. It is about that question, who is in control? And this question is something that I think we can all apply. And in the context that I'll present it today, I would like to open up by just sharing that there are moments in my life when I admit that I wonder what I'm actually trying to accomplish in this life. When I get up every day, I follow my routine. In the morning, I go to work where I focus on trying to solve problems for people that are supposed to help solve problems anyway. I hang out with my family when I'm done. I then go to bed, wake up, and do it all over again. I'm sure that your lives may follow a similar pattern. That's what we do. All right, that's called life. It's living. And there are moments when I contemplate life, those patterns, and I think they're important questions to ask. And they're simply, you know, the big questions, like why does this matter, what I'm doing? What am I actually accomplishing? In short, what is the meaning of life, right? Good questions to ask, but it's important not to get stuck in them. Fortunately, I have read, I believe you have read Ecclesiastes, and you know that there is the conclusion of the whole matter, which is to fear God and keep his commandments. And that is something that can keep us grounded. It must keep us grounded. If we ever lose track of that simple instruction to guide us, we will begin drifting. That concept of drifting away from God is what I want to talk about today. When we begin making decisions and taking actions that are not rooted in fearing God and keeping his commandments, we base our decisions and actions thereby on the only alternative, which is to base our decisions on human, carnal reasoning. If we don't have God, we are left to ourselves. Now, the ones who follow this and believe that it is the right way of thinking, they put God out of the picture. The ones who take that reasoning with that life is not directed by God to the extreme are led to the conclusion that life is purposeless, purely physical, and a product simply of chemical reactions that are predetermined. There's no meaning to life if everything boils down to just physical actions. They say that the universe is purely physical, again, and that the past events must determine the future events because the laws of physics cannot be broken. As a result, they will say that we, as human beings, have no control over what we do because it's all predetermined by the laws of physics. Now, to adopt that belief, even in part, is fundamentally dangerous because it relinquishes responsibility for our actions. It relinquishes control over the course of our lives in ways that are undirected, left to random chance. And that's not the kind of life that I want to live, and I'm sure that's not the life that you want to live. Drifting releases control to a purposeless end. Just as a boat that becomes unmoored floats in the sea according to the currents and winds that are prevailing, when we become detached from God leading our life, we too can find ourselves in the spiritual equivalent of an open sea, purposelessly going in directions determined by forces that do not have our best interests in mind, like God does. And this is where we get to the point. There's very little in our lives that we can control directly, but we can control in whom we put our trust to guide us. Trusting in ourselves will cause us to drift purposelessly, cutting ourselves off from the power of God. However, trusting in God places our lives in his hands. When we seek his will to be done in our lives, he will control the circumstances of our lives that lead to the fulfillment of his purpose for each one of us, which is very individual. I'd like to open up in James, and I'll read chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, which describes people who have the frame of mind that they don't need God. James 4, beginning in verse 13. "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit,' whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.' But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." In this example, we see how these people will make plans and decisions without involving God. And this is the kind of mentality that leads to drifting away from him. There's nothing inherently wrong with buying and selling and making a profit. We are supposed to be profitable in our lives. The problem that we see expressed here has to do with leaving God out of the picture. The ones who think they can take control themselves and without God, those are the ones who are condemned in their pride, as it is mentioned here. The instruction is very clear. We must seek God in our lives if we want to be in his care. He is our partner. He's right there by our side, lifting us up, guiding our paths. Citing Proverbs 16:9, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." The scripture is very important for us to take to heart. It expresses the will of man working in concert, in perfect harmony with God. A man's heart does plan his way. We are individuals. We have desires. We have character. We have things that we want to do in life. And we should. We are here on this earth for a short span in time to develop our human character and our godly character. This scripture so concisely expresses the way that God is a partner in our lives. In contrast to the ones who make plans in their lives absent from God and his will, this shows how we work with him in accordance with his will. There are certainly things that we want to do in life. We should absolutely endeavor to use the gifts that God has given to us. Burying our talents produces no profit and comes to no good end. We have the wondrous freedom to be our full selves, knowing that God wants us to grow. But the way that we do it absolutely must be with his guidance and according to his will. We set our hearts on the goals that we want to accomplish, doing the things that are compelling to us and those things that will help us feel fulfilled in life. And we do it by seeking the direction of God, seeking those virtuous things that he wants us to work towards. And when we do, when we find that our will is in concert with his, we will find open doors that lead us down the path that develops and profits in that way. And if we are going down the wrong direction, we will find closed doors. Closed doors are good too. They prevent us from making mistakes. We will inevitably need to make adjustments along the way, and that's part of the fun. We just have to be ready for it. What we will find is that as we adopt God's will as our own, we will find the greatest satisfaction and the greatest fulfillment in life, knowing that he is leading us to the place where he wants us to go. Jesus Christ had this figured out perfectly. If we go to Luke 22, read verses 41 through 44, this is the time when he was facing imminent death. Luke 22, beginning in verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus Christ was able to put God's will into his life and direct him in a perfect way. Even when he faced imminent death, he placed God's will as his own. He did not want to go through that experience. He pleaded with God to do things in a different way. And ultimately, he gave it over to God to make that decision. He wanted God's will to be done. It gave him joy for that to be done, as hard as it was. This is an example that shows us how fearing God and keeping his commandments keeps us close to him, leading us to fulfill the purpose that he has for us. We know what Jesus Christ's purpose was. If he didn't go through that experience, we would have no opportunity for salvation. Sometimes it is very hard to go through the experiences, the difficult ones, but we need to trust in God. We all know that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's from Hebrews 10:31. This is true because we don't know necessarily what God has in store for us to experience. Good things, hard things, difficult things, we're going to get it all. We know that. But we also know that it is ultimately good, even though it might be difficult for us to go through. The feeling of fear, interestingly, is not very far away from the feeling of excitement. In both, there is an anticipation of an unknown experience that will happen to us. But knowing that God is in control of those things, that can help turn our fear into excitement. We can go into life courageous, knowing that everything, when our will is following God's, is designed, tailor-made just for us. He is working out his will for us to fulfill his purpose for us individually. I'd like to go to 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 through 9. That expresses that point that God has a purpose for you and I. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Knowing that God has something in mind for each of us is a relief. He's had this plan for a while, before time began. Our job is to fulfill that purpose. God made each one of us an individual with our own quirks, our own personality, and we should be glad about that. It is a good thing to express our individuality. It is a good thing to make plans of our own heart. But we execute those plans in accordance with God's will, having our paths directed by him. The best way, and in my mind the only way, to stay in control is by letting go of exerting our will and placing trust in God to exert his will to direct our lives.